On the crowded dirt street, Sullivan Hart and Two Jack Roth walked toward the telegraph office, leading their horses.
Get out!
Hart's pistol flashed upward from his holster. Hart dove away in one direction. Two Jack Roth rolled off in the opposite direction, aiming toward the telegraph office. A man fell forward over the eaves of the tin roof, dropping 12 feet and landing hard on the ground. The fall knocked him cold. Beyond the telegraph office, a short train rolled slowly forward past the station's platform. Sullivan Hart caught only a glimpse of a man standing on the rear deck of the train. There was not enough time to recognize him. He swung his pistol toward the rifle fire coming from the corner of a building. The man ducked out of sight. Two Jack Roth aimed at a man behind a water barrel. Roth stood up and ran forward, hoping to get into a better position before the rifle came over the edge of the barrel and fired. But as he moved forward, the man jumped from his cover behind the edge of the building and got off a good straight shot. Two Jack went down with a wound spreading blood across his chest. Sullivan Hart's pistol raised quickly. He struggled halfway to his feet, but he fell back down when a bullet from behind the water trough grazed the side of his head. Sullivan Hart took aim on his attacker. Hart stalked forward in a crouch. Sheriff Bud Kay ran forward too, his pistol drawn, making his way through the tight group of people huddled together on the boardwalk. Hart hurried around the trough, looking out toward the short train as it gained speed and shrank away toward the prairie. Hart could just make out the man's face on the rear platform more clearly now. He clenched his teeth at the sight of Quick Charlie Sims leaning on something, a cane perhaps. Sims wore a wide, taunting smile and waved a hand back and forth at him.
Damn you, Sims!
Hart turned and ran back, sliding down beside his wounded partner.
Take it easy, Two Jack. Somebody give me a hand! Let's get this man to a doctor!
No! Get me up on a horse. I'll be all right.
Lie still. You took a bullet in the chest. Gotta get you taken care of.
The sheriff came forward, half dragging Kenny Kearns by his coat collar.
This one's still alive.
Kearns staggered in place, blood running freely from his shoulder wound.
Make sure he stays that way, Sheriff. I'll be wanting to question that bird first chance I get.
You hear that? This ain't exactly your lucky day, boy.
Hart and two townsmen carried Roth over to the doctor's office, where a young red-haired doctor in a long white apron stood holding the door open for him. Once Roth was on the surgery table and the young doctor had shooed everyone from the room, Hart stepped out on the boardwalk and looked at the two bodies on the ground. Sheriff Bud Kay had returned from putting Kearns in a cell.
What about that wounded prisoner, Sheriff? Is he going to be all right?
I gave him a wet rag to put against his shoulder. It's more than he deserved.
Sheriff Kay looked up at Hart, pointing at the two dead gunmen.
Recognize either of them?
No, but I recognize the man on the end of that train headed out of town. That was Quick Charlie Sims.
Quick Charlie Sims? You never mentioned him having anything to do with any of this. Last I heard, Sims was wanted for bank robbery up in Creed.
It was Sims.
Well, maybe that explains this.
Sheriff Kay pitched a gutta-percha golf ball to him.
I found it on the ground near the man behind the water trough. What do you make of it?
I have no idea, Sheriff.
It's funny. I saw that man take dead aim on you, and then it's like something distracted him. Surely Quick Charlie didn't hit him with a golf ball, did he? From the back of a moving train? Nobody could do something like that, could they?
I doubt it, Sheriff, but I'd put nothing past Quick Charlie Sims. If he did something like that, question is, why would he? He's on the run. No reason I can think of for him wanting to help us. If anything, he'd be more likely to take their side.
All I know is if he hit the gunman with a golf ball, you might just have to thank him for saving your life back there.
Sheriff, how far does this rail spur go before cutting into the main line?
Oh, 30 miles, more or less. Why? Well, you'll never catch that train on horseback. And there's not a telegraph line hooked in yet. You can't even wire ahead to the rail junction to have it stop.
I see.
Hart turned and walked toward the jail, Sheriff Kay following at his heels.
Sheriff, I want to question that new prisoner. Once I see that Two Jack's going to be all right, I got to get going. Too hot on the trail to pull back now.
Don't worry, we'll take care of Roth for as long as it takes. As far as questioning the prisoner's concerned, you can do that with a pick handle for all I care.
Thanks, Sheriff.